Hey guys, how's everyone doing? Had a wee hour and a half to chill this evening. I've always quite liked An Idiot Abroad with Carl Pinkerton. So watched a couple episodes of that. I watched one from season one and the final one in season three where he's with Warwick Davis. I love that show, man. I like Carl. I know he sees the world from a different angle, and you know he's made fun of, and just quite a relatable kind of guy. You know, just sees the world a bit different, and what he says makes sense. I know he's a bit moany, more moany than me, but it's all relatable stuff. So I quite like the guys that treats everyone the same. He doesn't have any expectations. So he's nice to everyone, even though he might say, "Oh, this is not for me," or "It's a bit weird," or he still accepts everyone as the same, no matter what sort of color, creed, gender, orientation, whatever. Ended up watching about 2 hours of traffic stuff, you know, for paid ads on Facebook, because all the videos are sort of underutilized in terms of, you know, you'll get good value for money, because they're kind of underutilized and Facebook wants to be sort of like a number one video platform and wants to rival YouTube. So yeah, get better value for money than you do with pictures. But Lee, the coach, awesome dude, taking us through it, and you know, it's honest, it's like unraveling like the mysteries of the universe. I'm sure I could understand it, and it all made sense when he was going through it, but obviously to explain it and to go through it, I would need to go, you know, back through it time and time again. For me, it's not really something I want to do. Like Russell Brunson and Steve Larson always said, I'm actively trying not to learn it. And people go, well, why would you not want to learn it? Surely you always want to be learning, etc., etc. But as, you know, as the entrepreneur, you do not need to be the orchestrator of everything. It's that simple, you know. Like I was saying earlier, it's like you want to build a house, you've been awarded the works as the contractor. You don't have the resource to do it all yourself. You don't have the expertise. But you know who can do it. And you know how to procure, you know, the best people. So that's what you do. You pay other people to do it. And that's it. Simple as. So for me, you know, I still got a bit of a mindset where I'd like to learn everything, be great at everything. Even though I know that's not feasible. So I think I'd like to get more insight into it, but I think that'll just come, you know. I think I'll need to find a way to outsource it. So I'm going to, you know, funnel Rolodex, Fiverr, those kind of things. And like I was saying earlier, I think I'm going to do a funnel where I'm just teaching you guys all sorts of sites and tricks of the trade and all that sort of stuff. Just understand it all, you know, everything you need, really, just to make life a lot easier. Probably put my recommendations of who I use down as well. I mean, just anything to help you guys out. Yeah, but honestly, like, it's like the Da Vinci Code on steroids. It's difficult figuring out all that traffic. So yeah, I was doing that, and then I'm using InGrid, so as my autoresponder to send out email. So I've tried to integrate that into ClickFunnels, which I spent ages trying to do, but I've come up with an error code. That's the good thing about ClickFunnels. A couple of things are really techy and a bit geeky, and you know, it's like all I want to do is like put on a domain, a subdomain, and set up some emails. You know, that's not what I want to be doing. I want to be just doing the funnel, etc., etc. But it's just one of those things you set up and then you learn to do it, and the thing with ClickFunnels, that they've got such a great support team. You click on anything new, it gives you a wee video, so you go, oh yeah, I know what I'm doing. It brings it up, and it's like, you go on the help chat box, and it comes up with like articles, and you're like, oh, that's great, yeah, I'll use that, but I'll still come up with an error. So it's like, it still gives you the option to come up with, you know, get in touch with a real person, and they'll get in touch with you. So yeah, for me, that's awesome. So just waiting for them to get back. And then it's just finishing off all my, you know, connecting up the emails, finalising what I'm writing, and the the membership site. Sorry, it's getting late. And that's it. Just taking a bit longer, especially since I'm working a lot as well. Give me a bit more time today to focus on my avatar. You know, I think I'm going to be really focusing on, like, you know, my avatars, like, you know, single guys between 27 and 32, you know, no children. It's like, their hobbies, their interests, I've listed out, their pain points, the challenges they want to overcome, and kind of just people like myself, really, is who's my main focus for this funnel is going to be. It just makes sense, because I'm trying to do that now, so it's like, I know the pain points that I'm having, and it's like, you know, just, I need to search a bit deeper to find other ones, but that's not that difficult at the end of the day. And so it's like, when I target people, I know exactly who I'm targeting and who I can really sort of speak to and help. Just people like me, a step or two behind, you know. And that's what it's all about, because if you don't niche down and really choose who you're targeting, then you'd be targeting nobody, and nobody will understand you. So it doesn't really make any sense. So still a few things to do, but yeah. So yeah, gonna share a bit more. Like I said, always feel like that I'm a bit different as well. I really do want to travel a bit more, travel around the world, even though I still obviously work hard and achieve what I want to achieve and help others so we can all achieve together. But I'd like to build a family, find someone nice. So yeah, anyway, I'm gonna go to sleep now, so I'll speak to you guys tomorrow. Awesome.